Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
The Movie Review with Gail Edmonds.
Justice League is the latest offering from the DC Comics team. A much improvement on the Dawn of Justice, which was the Batman versus Superman outfit that came out a couple of years ago. It was actually quite ghastly, but it still made some money. Justice League is looking to make about $95 million in America alone, and I imagine add another 100 from the international markets, and it will be a successful outing for DC Comics. Gail Edmonds, managing editor for City Press, as well as movie critic, joining me on the line. Gail, as I said, it was an improvement on the Dawn of Justice, but still some shortcomings, I would imagine. Good morning.
Hi, Africa. Yes, a vast improvement. The DC Comics are coming right. They're righting their ship, because I think the Suicide Squad was messy, and the Batman versus Superman was actually a bit tedious eventually. It sounded like a great idea, but it felt heavy, it felt long, it just didn't work. And this one, I have to say, I enjoyed this one. It worked for me. And it does, some of the biggest shortcomings, which I think is that they didn't give enough backstory on Aquaman, Cyborg, and The Flash. But of course, the reason for that is that they are lining up origin movies for all these guys. So whereas for the Avengers, the Marvel guys, we got those origin movies up front, and then they pull together the Avengers. The DC guys are sort of almost doing it the other way around. They've done Superman, they've done Wonder Woman, but now they're sort of doing the big joining up first. So, and this, they all join up now to face a sort of intergalactic terror called Steppenwolf, who sort of changes the worlds that he arrives on to suit his own purposes. Sounds a lot like the leaders of the world, much of our current political spectrum. But basically, Steppenwolf's them on steroids, and he's come to Earth to collect these three mother boxes, I think they're called. One is with the Amazonians, one with the Atlanteans, and one with men. So it's a little bit sort of Lord of the Rings-ish as well. And there's also a bit of a resurrection story, because if you remember, Superman had been buried at the end of Batman versus Superman, but he is going to rise again. Everyone will be happy to know. So I agree with you. It hasn't hit the mark like the Avengers did first time, but I really enjoyed the Justice League, and I also appreciated that it was only 2 hours long.
Yes, I was very happy to go to be walking out of the cinema like an hour 55 minutes into it. I went, oh yes, okay, this is a much better length than the previous one. What's his name? Who plays Batman?
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. I'm getting used to him now as Batman. I'm still not convinced that he's necessarily a correct casting, if you like. And obviously, the Superman, why am I forgetting their names today?
Henry Cavill.
That's the one. Has an amazing, handsome smile. And really,
perfect for Superman. I mean, after Christopher Reeve, none of us thought Superman could be done again. But I have to say, the styling they do on this guy makes him just, you know, because Superman is the perfect person in every way. He looks good. His insides, his moral compass never wavers. So he's very good in the part, I have to say.
I will tell you, though, that this movie, I think, is owned by Flashman, by Cyborg, and by Aquaman, even though they don't do enough, as you say, to tell the backstory of those different characters. Wonder Woman is glorious and beautiful and strong, and I love the playoff between her character and that of Batman's, and I hope they're going to explore that in future movies, part of the franchise. But those three characters are just unbelievably entertaining, witty, funny in their unique ways. Even Cyborg, even though his story is quite painful, actually.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, The Flash, I think, is nice. He offers that that nice bit of levity, because it can. I think that was the problem with the Batman versus Superman. It had absolutely no light spots. If you think about it, all you think of is this dark, terrible thing. Whereas this with The Flash is great, and you'll be happy to know that his movie is coming in 2020, so it's a bit of a wait. And then Cyborg as well in 2020. And Aquaman didn't get much time in this. You didn't feel like you knew much about him, but his movie's coming next year. So I think they did that on purpose. where they've held back a lot of the detail so that they can flesh it out in the coming movies. But as you say, Wonder Woman and Superman are the ultimate superheroes, really.
Oh, without a doubt. There is a lovely, and will I be spoiling it? Actually, no, I won't say what Batman says when I think it's the Flash, when he meets the Flash character, asks him, "What is your superhero? Sort of, what's your superpower?"
Yes,
essentially,
what's your superpower?
And then he delivers the most. I think it was a line of the movie. Quite frankly,
it's brilliant. Absolutely. And that's the thing. It has got enough of that humor, and it is. It's good fun, and I must say I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I thought to myself, okay, DC Comics are now getting onto the leaderboard with the Avengers, with the Marvel guys. I think that they've got their formula right. Wonder Woman led them onto the right path, and I think that they've now managed to stay on it with the Justice League. So there's another Justice League move coming next year. So apparently they sort of split this into two. Mm. So this one cost them $300 million. I guess the next one will be another $300 million. But I guess if you're making back a third of your money in the first weekend, you can spend the money.
And they will. I don't think it will necessarily hit the $1 billion mark worldwide as previous outings have done. But they will make quite a bit of money actually from this movie, without a doubt. If I could give them any advice, it would be to invest a bit more on their villain. Because Steppenwolf, I didn't care enough to despise him, if you know what I mean.
You didn't get enough of his backstory.
Yeah.
So you didn't really know why he suddenly arrived. You got way back when, but you didn't get any sort of sense of why he felt compelled to arrive. Although I suppose the same could be said of many baddies. It's very hard to work out why they're so appalling. But you're right. You do need that sense of, like with famous Batman villains, which are the ones, and Lex Luthor, and you do get a real sense of where they're coming from.
Exactly.
And you're right. You don't get enough of Steppenwolf's motivations or his craziness or his, you know, want to take over the world. He seems to be just a destructive force.
Because for me, the investment I will then have in the superheroes is almost directly correlated to the investment I'll have in the villain. So the more I want to see the destruction, if you like, of that villain, because he's about to literally obliterate the world, the more I'm invested in the superheroes actually, you know, coming out successfully at the end of the movie, which they always will. Otherwise, what's the point of the movie, right? So I hope they invest more in their villain next time, because it will make the movie slightly more engaging for people.
Yes, and you also do need a sense of why the villain is so powerful.
Yeah.
That he requires, I mean, if you've got Wonder Woman and Superman on your team, even before you add the others, you're looking at some serious firepower.
Exactly.
So you need to know why that guy requires that kind of firepower to get rid of.
Which is why Cyborg, for me, then, is an incredible sort of character to explore. Because, and I love the fact that it was this sort of uncontrolled sense that he has within his mind, but it's all connected electronically to a whole lot of things that actually gets to save the day at the end of the day. And I don't think I'm spoiling it for anyone.
No.
but
he's also a nice character for this time, the digital
Correct.
Time, that sense of
Correct.
Connectedness.
Yeah.
That he can tap into things that, you know, you've sort of got an alien, a sort of ancient goddess, you've got the Atlanteans, and then you've got Cyborg, who is sort of the new generation of superhero in the digital age.
No, well done to DC Comics. It's a much, much improved product than from
much
the Dawn
good.
Of Justice. Some work still needs to be done in future outings, but it's certainly entertaining, particularly when you can get out of there before the 2-hour mark.
Yeah, absolutely. Not because we weren't loving it, but just because it becomes a real long sit. You've got to put on your sitting pants for 3-hour movies.
Gail Edmonds, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. City Press Managing Editor and Movie Writer, talking about the Justice League, the latest outing from DC Comics. It's opened internationally. So if you haven't gone to watch it yet, do go and see it and tell us what you think. If you have already gone to see it, what did you think of the movie?